Philip Hoch is a traditional Victorian estate with a rich and vibrant history. And one of the favourite tales told amongst locals is the story of Tibby Tamson. Some say she was a witch. Others believed her to be a sad and lonely woman. But one thing is certain. None of Selkirk's suitors would have wished for the fate of poor Tibby. It's the end of the 18th century, and Tibby Tamson is in deep despair, having been accused of stealing yarn. Her mood is black, and she believes herself to be a sinner of the highest order, one who'll remain unpardoned for all eternity. So in a pious frenzy, she takes her own life. A tale tragic in itself, but because Tibby had committed suicide, her pitiful tale was far from over. In England, the old tradition of nighttime burial at the crossroads, complete with a stake through the body, had been abolished. Those south of the border who'd committed the unholy act of suicide were now permitted to be buried in a churchyard, though this was only between the hours of 9 p.m. and midnight, and without any sort of religious ceremony. Unfortunately, the legislation in Selkirkshire was very different. According to a local historian, Tibby's corpse was handed over to the local constable, and in accordance with the ignorant prejudice of the time, instructions were given to bury her at the junction of the Three Lairds, far from the kirkyard. Under a hail of stones and curses from her righteous neighbours, Tibby's body was carted out of town. Long before Tibby's burial place had been reached, the pauper's coffin had broken into splinters, and the poor dead woman was dragged over the ground. She was buried in haste and left to be forgotten high on a lonely moor. Thankfully, a Christian named Michael Stewart, who served as a diker with the Duke of Buccleuch, reopened Tibby's grave so that he might restore some dignity to the crude haste in which she'd been buried. He set a stone at the head of her grave, and in the crack which ran through it, placed the one penny and one farthing he'd found in her pocket.
For curlews cry, and wild birds fly, Tibby through the centuries lies. The stone is cracked, yet bears the name. A witch? Perhaps. But who's to blame?
Despite the contempt shown to Tibby Tamson all those years ago, her grave has been shown regular love and care for more than 200 years by a mysterious stranger. Flowers are laid during every common riding, Selkirk's historic festival. The walk to Tibby Tamson's grave provides breathtaking views of the border's countryside. You can find details of this and other Philip Hoch waymarked routes inside the Salmon Centre. It's customary to leave a coin in the crack of Tibby's gravestone. And you never know, you may just catch a glimpse of the mysterious visitor who secretly tends to her grave.